Welcome back to Casual Conversations, guys. I'm your host, Ryan Bean, and back better than ever, rested after her long vacation.
What's up, guys? There. After all those Disneyland lines, I needed a rest from that.
Oh my gosh, I don't even want to know how much work you probably did in those lines, though.
I forgot my watch that day.
Good.
I wanted to track my steps.
A lot. Just know it's a lot.
I'm going to say 50,000 just to feel good about myself.
Probably.
But it's last time I tracked, it was like 28,000 that day.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. I mean, again, in Disney, that's the one good thing is you get to walk off all the churros and the horrible food that you eat.
I know.
But anyway, guys, we are back. Thank you again for joining us. Our platform continues to grow. And, you know, I think we just hit 1,200 followers. So, or subscribers. I think downloads.
Something like that,
but guys.
The main exciting part is we just, a year ago, like yesterday, announced that we were going to start this podcast.
And here we are.
It's been a year.
And we're here still doing it. Still crazy. Still as wild as ever in our real lives. And only getting crazier. So, but thank you guys for continuing to support us. It means the world to us. We want to continue to put stuff out there, and for as long as there's a handful of people still listening, we'll still talk.
So. You know you love us.
Well, yeah, and you know you love to hear me talk. So,
yeah.
Anyway, guys, before we get into whatever Elena's going to get us into today, I do want to give this girl a major shout out. She made an announcement, or she sent me an announcement today that she got for her company. Top 2% of realtors in her company. So this is a nationwide accolade or major award, a major milestone for Elena. And, you know, it's really something to see when you were at the verge of quitting a year ago. And it's not like it was a 5 years ago you were looking to quit. Literally about this time last year, Elena was probably at her point where she's like, do I need to move on and do something different?
Yeah.
And to see you completely reshape your thought process and your life and everything that's going for you in 12 short months later to be in the top 2% of realtors in your company, what an accomplishment. And I'm sincerely super proud of you. Because we talk about these things and you're actually living what we preach. And one of the things that Elena and I talked about was we didn't want to give advice on things that we weren't integrating into our own life. Mm-hmm. And I think we've been able to do that. And Elena is proof. And I'm still grinding, but I know the reward is going to come at the end of this.
Your 2026 is going to be booming.
And it's just going to be
an eruption.
And it's going to be, and again, it's going to be set us up for even more success. So anyway, cheers to you.
Thank you,
we are
friend.
Drinking a little early on
that
in the day.
Early in the day,
but we deserve it, especially this girl. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And to 1 year of deciding you wanted to do this with me. So
you want to do it another year? I guess we got to make that decision now.
I'm going another year.
All
I'm
right.
in it for another year.
Cheers to you. You too.
Well, maybe we'll get to 1,500. 1,500.
Actually, you know what's wild? Is on my phone. Remember, I did my vision board, and on there I put 2,000 subscribers in 2025.
Okay,
maybe we'll hit it at the end of the year.
We still got some months to go. We can get 800. We can get 800 or more. We're gonna put some pressure.
This is your sign to do a vision board.
I'm doing a vision board this year. I'm going to.
I'm not. Yeah. I thought it was the silliest thing. All I'm missing is my twins. I want to get pregnant with twins.
Boy. Yeah.
There's other thing on there that I'm still pending, but there's still time.
You got time to set the budget for next year.
You guys hear it now. Lord, universe, give me boy, girl, twin, please.
We definitely need to talk to him more for sure. So what else is going on in your world? What else are we getting into today?
I never really thought of like an exact topic. So I guess I dropped the ball on that.
You did.
I know we can talk about, and we won't get on the political side, but kind of what we were talking about right before this video.
Yeah.
You know, recently, obviously, Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and we were talking, Ryan and I were briefly talking about it, because we both don't really talk politics, either on this podcast or on our social media platforms. I specifically don't for many reasons, but the main reason is because people can't have conversations anymore.
Right.
You can't have civil conversations anymore, and it's pointless to me to go on social media and try to have a conversation with people, because you got the little keyboard warriors, you got people using ChatGPT and how to respond.
Sure.
So it's nothing's ever genuine anymore.
Yeah, you know? And what's crazy is it goes to show you that we're following what we were meant to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a topic that he did one of the interviews that he had done, and whether you believe with the guy, you know, align with him politically, you believe in what he said, you don't believe what he said, it's irrelevant. the one fundamental truth, and I stand behind this 100%, the one fundamental truth that he knew was that the moment that we stop talking to each other and we stop communicating with each other as human beings, it's a recipe for disaster. And I think we're seeing that now. Mm-hmm. And people have gotten, and you gotta be careful with your kids too, right? Because it's easy to say, oh, they're teenagers, social media is part of it. But when they start to seclude themselves and they start to just, their whole life is wrapped up around that screen, whether it be watching YouTube videos or TikToks or Snapchats, and the notifications are going off their phones all day, and they just keep getting drawn back to that, and they lose that human connection. Oh. And that was one of the main things that Elena and I said we wanted to do when we started this podcast. I think we even maybe made it the known episode one, that we were trying to bring real back to a world that's fake, and real connections and real disagreements. Yeah, real disagreements, and having a female's perspective and a male's perspective. So when we had our listeners out there, you know, whatever side of the spectrum they were on,
they can
connect. And we still, a year later, are still preaching the same thing. Most of the time they are. But in general, just that's what we wanted to do. Yeah. And I think, you know, they had talked about his calling, and he said his calling was to bring people to Christ. And again, I'm a believer. I know Elena is as well. And we're not preaching to anybody about anything. You do what's best for you and your family. But the comment was that's what he was called to do. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that you and I were called to do what we're doing and help as many people as we can, help our kids, and help the people that surround themselves with us to truly try to be the best versions of themselves. So I've gotten obviously more spiritual through this process. It's hit me harder than I thought that it would.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know, again, that's just my opinion.
I was definitely
opinion.
Very sad about it. I was sad enough that I felt the need that I had to express how I felt about it.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
And I took that risk because, you know, in my position in real estate, people are going to look at my social platform and they're going to unfollow, follow me. And I'm all about selling to people.
Yep.
And I finally realized when I went to post, I was like, I'm done trying to please everybody.
Correct.
I'm here to attract those who think like me.
Yep.
I'm here to have conversations with those who don't so I can understand them better.
Right.
Right. Right. But I'm done trying to be something I'm not.
And you shouldn't be. And like I said, you spend so much time and energy being this fake person, and for what? Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that we just got to get back to that point as a society. It's just something that, you know, I'm holding pretty near and dear to my heart. We just got to get back to understanding one another, respecting one another. And I think, again, you know, when you just hear, you know, the news, the media in general, and this is on both sides of it, right? I mean, just the small clips they show, they don't show you the context behind people's comments.
Correct.
They don't show you anything. And when you watch the entire context of some of these things, and then you see the human reaction, and then you're going, oh, I would have reacted the same way. So they're doing this, in my opinion, you know, this is how I feel about it. They're doing it on purpose. And
negativity gets more attention.
And it's just, we all get sucked into it. And me included, like I said in the last episode, you know, there's no doubt about it. I have to be self-aware of myself, of how addicted to Facebook I am, right?
Yeah.
And it's not because of the likes or any of the, it's just the constant muscle memory, to Amber's point, of going back to it, opening it up, looking at it for 30 seconds, looking at it for a couple minutes, okay, close it down.
But I think it's
so crazy.
The episode before that, when I said it, and that was the first time, like, when it came out of mouth, that it was realization for me personally. But I think people are so addicted to social media because we're so addicted to get out of our own realities right now. Because there's so much pressure in our lives.
But no one wants to be the buffalo and face a reality.
I know. And so it's tough. I mean, there's times that I'm like, why do I do that? Like, I get upset, immediately open my phone and start scrolling. And I'm just mindlessly, like, I'm just like staring at a screen, not doing anything.
It's your escape, like you just said, right? And
I'm
think,
like, get your ass to the gym, Elena. Why?
Yeah, or you know, ask a friend out for a cup of coffee. Ask, you know, just have a conversation with someone, and just, you know, like you said, it's to be more respectful, to be more understanding. And I think, you know, another thing that you hear me say a lot, and I think Elena will back me on this, is it, we owe a responsibility to these kids, and you know, someone pass it along to us. And I think we should refuse to give the world to the next generation in a worse off spot than we received it. I think we really need to start thinking long and hard and look in the mirror about what kind of world we're leaving our kids and our grandkids and eventually great grandkids, hopefully.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and you know, I think about Kian because obviously he's much further behind age-wise than your kids, right? So by the time he gets to high school, the world's going to be completely different. Technology's be different. Education, I'm sure, is going to be very different. Real estate will be very different, I'm sure.
Yeah, our world will be different.
Yes. Yeah. And so I worry about that with Kian because if kids are so already easily influenced earlier in their lives now, I can only imagine with him. Now, I'm not going to give my kid a phone and a Facebook at age 5.
Sure.
Right? Like, I'm going to try to cut back as long as I can, honestly.
Yeah.
Because there's a quote, it's like, once your kid has a phone or access social media, their childhood's over. And you think about it, it's true. Because now they're letting the outside world into their world.
No, right.
You take all the innocence away. Have so much innocence because they're in their own world.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think about it and I told Cole, I was like, you know, some people might think that I'm being dramatic when I say this, but I will be on my son and his education like nothing else going to it because I can't influence what he's learning at school.
Right.
And it's between students, it's between teachers. I'm sure there's good students and there's good teachers there, but it's the bad ones, unfortunately, that get stuck on your child. Mm-hmm. And I told Cole, I was like, we might have to put into our business plan in the future where we have to homeschool. It depends where schooling's going.
Yeah, and I can say, you know, I think that we're seeing some improvements towards it. I think they've realized that we're at a crossroads. And I think we're at a crossroads as a society in a lot of different things. I think there's a lot of networking. They just talked about this recently, right? When you think about growing up and we had Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, we had Step by Step, Family Matters, Saved by the Bell. Mm-hmm. There was wholesome television. There was... You can relate to the kids. We wanted to be like them. Mm-hmm. And now they've made everything so adult. They've made everything so age inappropriate, in my opinion.
Well, everything's sex-based.
Yeah.
And it's violence. And
that's why we've drugs. Desensitized everything, right? And that's why I can't unsee what we saw. And I can't unsee, I can't do that for my kids because I wish, but no human being is supposed to see that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And no human being is supposed to be able to be okay with it. And no one's going to convince me otherwise. And I don't care if you're a grown adult or you're a kid, but to know that there was children there, there's women there, there's young kids, the fact that it was at a school, everyone just continues to not talk about that, that it's at a school with 18-year-old and 19 and 20-year-old kids that are just trying to find their place in the world. They're in college to try to understand. And again, this is not politics, guys. This is, you don't hear me and Elena say which side we're with. I just think that you've got crazy people on both sides of the spectrum. And I believe that the percentage is so small and there's so much good in the world. And I think that's from both sides. And I think there are so many people, most people, are on the same page on a lot of the issues that we face today, but we need to come together to shut out that evil.
Yeah.
And the evil on whatever that means, whatever side, whatever kind of person it is, whatever it is, it's just the evil. That's all I care about.
The best first step would be to literally just cut out the mocking on both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook, it's disgusting.
It is.
Instagram's disgusting.
It is.
The way people comment on things or the way people react to certain things, you know, people cheering that he died. And it's like, I don't care if you didn't agree with him. It's a human being.
It's like a bad soap opera. We just keep getting pulled back into it. Me included. We can't stop going in there. And I'm like, what's crazy is they keep talking about this is what they want. They want us to divide it. They want us to, you know, I'm like, I keep going in there and you're just seeing it just keep building and building and building.
That person died.
And
like in my post,
and he did it in front of his wife and his kids. Like,
I'm going to be wrecked the day my husband dies naturally.
1,000%.
And to watch someone steal his life from me, that's something you'll never recover from.
You don't.
But I was telling Cole, what was I going to say about this? Oh, you know, I had some people, because I'm friends with a lot of people on both sides of politics,
and
right? My family and I disagree on politics.
Sure.
Put it that way. I'm the only one that doesn't see politics the way they do, right?
Sure.
But the problem with it is, when I only went to post about Charlie Kirk, then you get the comments of, but what about the, because I got a couple of those in my post. But
there's,
what about the governor?
There's no more but.
What about the other politician, the woman? And I apologize, I don't remember her name, but
what,
because I'm not engaged in politics. Mm-hmm. But what about her? She got murdered in her own home. I'm not a news channel station. My social media platform is not a news channel station.
Correct.
So I'm not going to cover everything the second it happens. When the school shooting happened that same day, I didn't see that until after Charlie Kirk.
Me as well. Well, because so, I mean, that obviously took over.
Yeah.
I mean, it was everywhere, right? So but yeah.
Most people were like, but you didn't talk about the kids. I am not a news channel station.
Correct.
Okay? In that moment, I opened up my social media. I saw the news. It moved me emotionally, spiritually. Yeah.
Correct.
And I felt the need to say something in that moment.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, too, is he had an emotional attachment to a lot of people, right? Yeah. And that's where the difference is. People, you know, look at it differently. And, you know, and again, it's a human being. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean his life was any more important than the other people. Like the poor girl that got, you know, killed on the bus, right? Just random stranger from Ukraine just gets stabbed, right? Yeah. Like, what are we doing? Like, what as a society, what are we doing? And I can't, it's hard to stay silent anymore. And I you know, to tiptoe around people's feelings, I will always be respectful to whoever that wants to have a discussion with me, but you're not gonna switch anyone's beliefs. At this point, or at any point, guys, people may switch political parties for whatever reason, but at the end of the day, people are gonna continue to believe in what they believe in. And unless we come to the table and have some real conversations, you're not going to sway anybody. And you're sure as heck not going to sway anybody by your Facebook rants.
Or calling them libtards.
Yeah.
When does anybody be like, you know what? I'm a libtard. Let me change my way of thinking. Right. Like,
they're not going to, right?
Yeah. Hate is going to promote more hate.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And
so,
I mean, just see that. That's one thing I do hate about social media.
Well, like we talk about, guys, it's like I just don't understand wasting this life on a computer screen. And I I'm guilty of it as much as anybody. And I'm really, really seeing the light, to be honest with you. I've really tried to get off it to where I'm really limiting. So back to what we said a couple episodes ago, where maybe it's an hour a day and be strict to that. I think I'm gonna take up Amber on her little challenge she's got for us between now and the end of the year. I'll tweak it a little bit, but one of the biggest things was hour on social media tops. That's already probably a waste of time, to be honest with you. But again, unfortunately, we are in a world now where that's how business is conducted. That's how almost everything we do is conducted. So it's never going to go away, but it can be used for good. I will say that, you know, seeing the feelings that people got from it and realizing how much it hit home, and you watch about what it's done to unify people from around the world, and If nothing else came from it, again, regardless of what side you're on, just to see people coming together of all walks of life, all races, all, you know, male, female, you watch them walking in the streets together, you see them praying together, you see them being with each other, you see them sharing emotion, you see them connecting with other human beings. That is what I believe this world should be about. And I believe in it to my core, and I hope that this opens up some people's eyes that it's time to get back to that real connection and just be the real person that you are. Be your authentic person. What kind of life are you living if you have to be fake?
Well, that and I don't know why I just thought
great
about
bourbon,
this.
Great bourbon, by the way. I'm very excited. Sorry to interrupt you. Cheers to Elena for suggesting this. Because I wasn't going to drink this earlier.
Here?
Yeah, exactly.
Friday afternoon.
Top 2%. Top 2% of realtors. We got to freaking have a. We got to have a cocktail. Anyway,
but
sorry to interrupt
you. What I was thinking is like. You know, it saddens me when I see people involve children too young into politics.
Yeah.
That they don't know. Like, my son has no idea what's going on in the world. Why?
Ignorance is bliss.
Because why does he need to? I still have to wipe his own ass. So why does he have to know about politics?
He doesn't. He needs to be a kid. He needs to be a kid. Make friends.
Right. As he is approaching adulthood, where he will be able to vote.
Right.
He'll be able to pay his own taxes. Do whatever. Buy his own house if he wants to, because mommy ain't doing it, you know? So when he gets to that point where he is an adult and he has his own right, until then he is under my household and I'm going to protect him the way I can.
Sure.
I'm not going to protect him from a world where he steps out and he's like, what the?
Right.
But I still don't think I'm going to ruin him so early on in his life that I'm like, this is what I believe, this is what you believe.
No.
Right?
Politics
is never talked about around him.
No, and it shouldn't be, right? At the end of the day, I mean, you know, as they grow older, they're going to know probably what side you're on or what side you resonate with, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, there's no pressure on my kids. They're going to make their own life decisions. You know, they'll know my opinions on things if they ask for my opinion, especially when they're adults. I mean, I got two kids that are at that. You know, Dylan can vote, and Dylan can vote in the next election.
Yeah.
Actually, Addison can too.
Yeah.
So to think that I've got two kids that are going to be able to vote in the next election and let their voices be heard, that's the powerful message I want them to know.
Yeah.
Is that, hey, you have a voice, you are a citizen, and whatever you believe in, I will support you. And yeah. I may not agree with you, but I'm going to support your right to make the decision that you think is best for you. And that is what it's all about. I don't
social, and I saw a post from a kid who's in his 20s, and his post, because he and his dad completely see opposite in politics. And I think he does it out of spite and rebellion from his dad.
Sure.
But he posts, my dad cares, and he works with his dad, and he posts, my dad cares more about his job than he does his own kid. His job and his politics than he does his own kid. And it's sad because there's so many relationships like that. And I think the problem is we have so many parents who are so insecure of who they feel that they need that outside validation, that because nobody else is accepting what they're trying to get out, they're now forcing it on their children.
Yeah, you know
what's happening is you're forcing this pressure on your kids, and naturally pressure explodes.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to grow that way. And we're not going to grow as people that way. And you know, I think we've come a long way as a society. You know, I was just talking about this with one of my guys yesterday. The things that we just tend to forget, right? I mean, you think about it, just go back 100 years, okay? Which seems like it was a long ago, but in the scheme of things, in the blip of time, it is so small and so irrelevant when we've been around for billions of years. Mm-hmm. And just think about what has happened in, like, call it the last 50, okay? Mm-hmm. Between, you know, just women's, you know, ability to vote, and, you know, no more segregation, and, you know, just how we've progressed as people, technology, the conveniences that we have in life. We were born in such a small sliver of time. I mean, I don't even know how I'd survive if I was born 100 years ago and didn't have cars, didn't have air conditioning, didn't have, you know, racism, or there was race, all these things going on. Like, how would we even have survived in a world like that? So we tend to forget how far we've come. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before too, we can't confuse movement with progress.
Yeah.
And just because we feel like a certain way, in a lot of ways, I think we've gone backwards. And mm-hmm. I think we need to get back to the drawing board and start anew.
Yeah, and I think there's just a lot of lost people and fake leaders. And too many followers.
We need more leaders to
step up in this world.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, not trying to toot my own horn, but that's why I told Cole, I was like, you know, I think God, and I made a post about it yesterday, I was like, God gave me a gift to bring light into people's life.
Yes.
And for too long, I let myself be caged up because I was afraid to dim my own light because I was too afraid to share it with the world.
Yeah.
You know, like the funny, the inspirational, the real. And this year, God has rewarded me for that.
1,000%.
And I hate the fact that we have so many people, and Facebook's a big part of, social media is a big part of it, that we have fake leaders in this world, and people don't know who to follow, right?
It's up to us. I mean, it's up to us as in our communities. It's up to us as friends and neighbors to do what's right. We, you know, the leaders are going to have their own motives for whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you 1,000%. And I will say this, when you think about dimming your light so that you spare the feelings of others, and you recognize that how much more powerful it is when your light leads to other people moving forward in their life. Mm-hmm. It's a gift that you have. It's a gift that you should not take for granted. It's a gift that most people don't have. And if they do have it, very few are willing to get on a platform like this and go on YouTube and Spotify and whatever else Amber has us on, and speak where we come from, and mm-hmm. and speak what we believe, and speak what we want from people. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and look at how many people you've inspired. You've inspired me, and you do every week that we talk. And I'm always baffled by just what you're able to do, and you buy into what we talk about, and you practice what we preach. And it's, you see what happened to you today. Mm-hmm. Like, what an email to get. What a way to make your day when, again, you weren't doing it for that. You didn't even think that you were in the conversation for that. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that too, because you weren't worried about that. You were worried about, how can Elena be the best version of myself? How do I give 100% every day? And when I go home and look at myself in the mirror, know that I left it all on the field. I gave everything I had, And that might mean that there's a lot of days I didn't see any of that success, but I just stuck with it. And then a year later, after you were ready to walk away, mm-hmm. it's got to set with you in a way, and I'm sure you'll get emotional about it later with your husband over a glass of wine, but when you really deeply think about it, mm-hmm. where you were to where you are today in a very small window, it's because you put out there, you're trying to make people better.
And you become
a byproduct of it.
Well, I think even though naturally my personality is a leader, I think I was following. I was trying to follow the successful realtors and the successful people in life, even though they weren't lined up to my core value. And I just got a wave of emotion. But I saw a quote yesterday from Denzel Washington. I watched him do a reel. And he says something that really stuck. And I was going to text it to you last night. I was like, no, I'm going to tell him in the podcast instead. You can't lead and you can't follow at the same time.
Yep.
And I was like, that's so true. I couldn't lead because I was too busy following what I thought success was.
Yep.
Instead of leading my way to my own success.
And believing in staying true to yourself.
That's been, people keep asking, what are you doing different? I'm like, I don't know. And I always downplay stuff. I'm like, oh, what lucky shit did I step into this year? But I need to stop downplaying it because I've worked really hard.
You worked your tail off. You worked your tail off.
And I got myself up from ground zero. That's really hard to do. You
know? Well, especially when you're that low, right? When you're at that point when you're thinking about, okay, is it time to move on? That's about as low as you're going to go, right? Because now you're at a crossroads of what do you decide to do with your life? And
I remember telling Cole, I said, well, if I made it 10 years, I can say that.
Now you're going to make it 30, right? Yeah. Because you got over that hump. And, you know, like I said, I said it on one of the videos I sent to Amber, there's so much more value with the win when you put the blood, sweat, tears into it and you don't quit and you don't give up and you don't let the negativity just get the best of you. You fell down hard and you still managed to get yourself up, dust yourself off and get back at it and completely changed your mindset. You completely changed your mentality. You completely changed your strategy. You completely changed everything about you except for the core beliefs that you've always had. You always had that core, but you had to strip the shell and go, you know what? The shell is not who I want to be. I'm going to build the shell of who I want to be and look where you're at today. And it just goes back to what we said earlier, right? It's believing in yourself. It's being true. It's being true to your friends. It's
be your own leader.
And just be true in life and do the right thing. We know what the right thing is. Mm-hmm. That's the crazy part about this whole ordeal and everything that's going on in this world right now and business and the economy and everything. We know what the right thing to do is. We need people just need to do the right thing. And if you do the right thing, I think things will work out.
I think things will fall into place.
I think they will too.
And like I said, you utilize the gift God gave you. He will reward you for that.
I think so too. But anyway, guys, great topic. You know, I know we got kind of deep today and I think it's kind of
hard. That.
We did. And I think it was the bourbon. I'm going to pour another one here in a minute. But, I think it's important to have those discussions. Yeah. And again, you know, if we connect with you guys in any way, please like us, share us. If you believe that, you know, some of our messaging can help anybody, we'd love for you guys to spread our name out there. And, you know, we're doing the best we can to keep getting the word out. And major, major shout out to Elena for this accomplishment.
Well, thank you.
Cheers to you, honestly.
Thank you.
Very cool. Very cool way to wrap up your week. So,
I just want to remind you guys that on my vision board, I put 2,000 subscribers. So I need your help to make that come true.
We need 800 more, guys.
What I say, 3 more things on my vision board to come true this year.
Halloween's coming. We'll send you some Halloween candy or something as a thank you.
I'll give you a high five. Also, I will say, what are you doing Monday? Do you want to come paint a Hobbit door with you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm working Monday.
Why? Monday night?
I'd have to look at it. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm sure if you tell my wife, she'll probably put me on there.
Okay. I'm looking for 3 people to do it with me because it's Bilbo and Frodo's birthday this weekend.
Oh my
god. And so they're doing it and I need it for my office. Oh, so I'm looking for 3 people. I'm going to post on social
media. As long as I'm available, you know I go there to help you. I'm there to help you.
I can't invite Cole cuz we don't need 2 doors. I just need 1. So it'll be weights of a seat. All right, bye-bye.
Guys, take care. We'll see you on the next one.